V'nimtza. Right. Nimtza. Reis Tzadik Aleph, the second column, the first new paragraph. He tried to explain the connection of Gula Latvila. And his idea of connecting Gula Latvila is that Gula is a statement of Chiba, a statement of love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in response to the statement of love, we respond by sort of throwing all our needs on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Shmenes is like a carbon, a lashon of iskarvos, of drawing close. And then the idea that the feet being together is like the akedah. If we imagine ourselves like in a carbon, like Yitzchak was tied at the akedah, we put our feet together as one, like Yitzchak at the akedah, which is not a well-known idea. All right, so Reis Tzadik Aleph Nimtza Shakadish Baruch Hu Heronu Kirvasei Hachi Gedayla Aidea Geula. The closest expression of the greatest expression of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Geula. Luma Zeh Aleinu Lahareis Kirvaseinu Hachi Gedayla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Damdeinu B'Tfil Shmeine Esrei. Shmeine Esrei is our expression of closeness to Him in davening. Bamiras Birchas HaGeula Anu ma'irim in hakirva mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Geula, we ma'irim Hashem's kirvas to us. V'nu kaya ve'ya melech, ha'tov kira pischei shal melech. We're like friends of the king who knock on his door. Take him haschilu mitfila. And as soon as he opens the door, we start davening l'kanes laflaiv lefnim b'chedri shal melech. V'zeu inyin smichas Geula l'tfila. V'shay eschus loimar, baruch ato Hashem, at that moment, he's like a ben olam haba. Now, we had a similar idea, if you remember, when we talked about Shema. We said Shema is v'yahavta es Hashem lekecha, is Klal Yisrael's love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So right before Shema, we say habaycha b'am Yisrael b'yahava. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love to us. In other words, and they're also, you're not supposed to be mafsik between one if it's beautifully. The same idea. We say, Kereftanu makenu l'shimcha agadol selah b'emes b'yahava. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've drawn us close with love. Lo'idiz chal yechetcha b'yahava, l'ava shemecha. In these three lines, it has the word ahava four times. We talk about Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael. And then we say, v'yahavta es Hashem alakecha, that we have to reciprocate with love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the same idea, there it talks purely about love. Here it's talking about a drawing close, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Geula is a drawing closeness to us. Shmeine Esrei is our try to show a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to try, at least when we start Shmeine Esrei, to start that way with a sense of closeness to the Rabbi Nishalai. It means that when we say you're a ben olam haba, it doesn't mean that after you die you're going to go to olam haba. It means that even here, if a person starts to Shmoneh Esrei and feels the closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you can have sort of a direct line without the satan interfering with him. Now it takes effort to concentrate. The satan certainly tries to stop us, but the idea is that a person should try to develop that closeness. It's just a challenge three times a day, and it's a challenge three times a day. Just incredible. V'rabruna she'adam gadol itzliach l'spal besides that. Now we started by bringing the story of Rabruna, who it says one day he was semakul tefillah and he smiled the whole day. That was the Gemara that he quoted in the beginning. It says, Rabruna Shayadam Gadol Itzliach L'Spal Besoid Zeh. One day he was Sabakul Latfil. It doesn't mean he said Gal Yisrael and Shmein Esrei. It means, Kshisabakul Latfil Ubay Ferezeh, Kleime Higiel Madregas Eskarbis Achi Gedaila, Lakadish Baruchu. He had that sense of closeness. It'd be a Benavshe Simcha Pneemius, Betanio Gadvekis Bashem, Shalahigish Apam Mikaidim. He felt a closeness he had never felt before. And therefore he smiled the whole day. It was zeche in Shmeine Esrei to feel that his karvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It should be a chizik to us that even a man like Rabbeinu felt it once and he was smiling. So you guys gotta keep on trying. One day you sort of get there and you have a good shreit esrei.
It's interesting that they don't say anything like this about Rabbi Akiva or
Hillel. The Gemara is about Rabbi Akiva. This Gemara happens to be about Rabbeinu. The Gemara is about Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara's talk about his unique shreit esrei. Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva, davened with minyan, he davened rather quickly. And when he was davening alone, he would start Shemayna Esrei on one side of the room. By the time he finished, it was on the other side. It seems like he shuckled. I mean, I don't know how you get to the other side without shuckling. What? Shtachavoyah. He said, you know, he just, his Shemayna Esrei was so intense that he ended up, on the other side of the room. So, you know, he didn't do that when he was a shul, but he did it when he was, davening privately. I don't know how often he davened privately, but that's what it is. That was the shmuz.
Davening, I forgot his name, he was bitten by a snake.
And a snake, it didn't matter, it crawled around his leg, right? And he didn't move. Yeah. So it does say things about the tefillah, and, Baruch Hashem, Chazal recognized that it's hard to have a good Shemayna Esrei. Otherwise, you'd be totally depressed, it's so hard to have a good Shemayna Esrei. So Chazal recognized it by telling us, once he had a really good Shemayna Esrei on his level, and he smiled the whole day. So if you see Herbie smiling the whole day tomorrow, you'll know he had didn't come from a good breakfast, it came from a good Shemayna Esrei. Okay. Gotta try. This should really be before Maariv, not after Maariv. By tomorrow morning already, I forget all this. Already after Maariv, I start thinking, why did I do this? I don't know. Ubezeh yiftach lanu sharei oira. And with this, we're gonna have gates of light. Lohavin maimer pela b'divrei chazal. Let's see this one. It's the Chizkiyah HaMelech. It says about the King Chizkiyah. King Chizkiyah was one of the greatest kings. Sandwiched between a father was a Rasha and a son was a Rasha. Chizkiyah. Shava bisha yitzadik gadol v'noat schera v'al pesach pesa medrish. When he got Klal Yisrael to do tshuva, listen to what he did. He stuck a sword into the wall at the entrance of the Beis Medrash v'omer. Kol bisha yitzadik b'tayra yidaka v'cherev zu. Anybody who battles is going to get stuck with this sword. Now, he didn't actually kill anybody. He just said, Klai b'sharoi l'dak. Obviously, if you're sticking it to the wall, you're not going to be hitting anybody with it. But that was the simon to the people that no fooling around. Rubaisi at kufa badku midon v'adir sheva v'lai matzu am ha'aretz. He was able to do it. He got Klai Yisrael to learn. They checked in the whole land of Israel. They didn't, at least in the two shvatim. Actually, it seems the whole of Israel. They're amazing. They got them all to learn. We gave us what antipiperis. Mekayim shem sefer tchumin. V'loi matzu tinnik v'tinaikis, which he was saying. They didn't find even a child. Ish v'isha shalai b'kiyim b'lchis tumma v'tahara. They knew all the halachis. V'chayvel ovel mipnei shamein. Pasuk in Yeshaya. What? Hashem destroys the... What? The Ovel? V'chubal Ovel b'nei shamei. Hashem destroys the ones that are unjust b'nei shamei in front of the ones that are oily or heavy. Rabbi Yitzchak Dafka means chayvel v'chubal uloi shal sarchere b'nei shamei shal chizkiyo. Believe in Atar B'Leilos. One of the great miracles of Tanakh was the story of Sacherev. Sacherev came from Assyria and he conquered pretty much the whole northern world above Eretz Yisrael. And he came to Eretz Yisrael. He sent the Teshvatim to Golos. He put the Teshvatim in exile. And when he encamped against Yerushalayim in the Schus of Chizkiyah, they all died. His whole army died overnight. And what? Pesach night. That's what we say on Pesach. So they all died. So why? Because of the oil of Chizkiah. Which oil of Chizkiah? That was lit in the Batei Knesiyos of Batei Midrashis. Believe it, Atayr Balaylois. Kadosh Baruch Hu Ratzel Asayse Mashiach. And Chizkiah might have been Mashiach. Afal Bikei Bo Yishayah Novi Elav Amaloi. Kimei Satov Aloi Samus. And yet, subsequently, he was threatened with death. Amalei. So Chizkiah said, "My kulihai, what did I do wrong?" Amalei mishum lo yasakta bepiri v'rivya. He didn't try to get married. Amalei mishum dechazoi li baruch hakodesh nafki bidoi b'din d'loy malu. I know baruch hakodesh, I'm going to have children, a child that is going to make trouble. She also be menu menasha shuhoya asibul l'chor beis hamikdash. Amalei, Yishaya said, "Badi kavshi drachman al amalei." None of your business to mix into God's secrets. Malachai told the story of Hashem Elokeinu, Ayin Shama Shakal V'Tarya. Miyad. So the point is that when Yishaya heard that he's not going to live, what did he do? V'yosef Chizkiyahu, Panev Elakir, V'yispal El Hashem, V'yemer Ona Hashem, Atoy Melecho Asisi, he davened to Hashem. He said, "Hashem, remember me. I did good things. Look at that. Chizkiah was such a great man. He was Sama Gula Tfilah. The best thing he did was to be Sama Gula Tfilah. What does it mean? For Isi Misha Pirish Apiyakasim. Like Teme Isi Adam Levadi Esloy Ezekinegza. Kachamer Atay Benecho Asisi. Even though I didn't do that toiv, kiyamti toiv zeh shosmichas gula l'tfilah. Avakati yitabakol raya keshani trein yadam cheshlam zeh yichuper oven. What's going on here? What is the greatness of smichas gula l'tfilah that he did? He says the fimashu biyarnu in smichas gula l'tfilah shemispal makriv kol mahusa yubitziusa kadosh baruch hu. The one who davens like the akeda. He offers himself to God. So Matthew will at Philip, Shas Philip, Asi Asmi Carmela Kadish Baruchu, Yasim Lisisha Lail upon him, Ulam Roots of a Dragazu, Shakrafti Asmi Lakaris Matthew Gul at Philip. I want to share with you, it says there in the Gemara a very interesting lashon. It says that Chizkiyahu was visited by Yishaya, and Yishaya told him, you're going to die, you're not going to live, right? So it says you're going to die in this world, you're going to die in the next world. So it says that Chizkiah said to him, Ben Amoitz, he called him. He called Yishaya, Ben Amoitz, son of Amoitz, Kalei Nevuas Chavitzei. Stop talking and get out of here. I say, talk to the Navi. Kalei Nevuas Chavitzei. Kach Mukulani, even Beis Avi Abba. He told him, I have a Kabbalah from David HaMelech. Even if the sword is at a person's neck, so the question is, that's how you talk to the Navi. You should tell the Navi, you know what, give me a hand, let me dive in, help me dive in. You're like, get out of here. What's the pshat? It's very hard to understand. Yeah, why?
Because they'll have to come
to you. Oh, so that's very good. There's a Meshech Chachma says like this. He says, the Rambam says, a nevuah that for bad could be changed. A nevuah for good can't be changed. By Shaul, when Shaul sinned, so Shmuel the Navi comes to him, and he says, Kara Hashem Malchus M'cha, God took it away from you and he gave it to, I guess there's one Jew in the world that was better than you. So Shaul asks him to reconsider, to walk with me. Let's see what we can do. So he says, no. He says, God doesn't change his mind. God doesn't change his mind. Because he said it of all the time. He said, God took the nevuah away from you. That's bad. But he already said who he's giving it to. So he's giving it to David. That's the nevuah of the time. It's too late. It's not going back. So for punishments, God changes his mind. But not for reward. But for a reward. If God says, I'll punish you, so it doesn't change. If God says, then it could change. If God says, I'll reward you, then God gives it to a person, even if he afterwards doesn't behave. So therefore, once God said it's going to David, that's a reward. So it can't change. David has to be king. So David has to become king, because the reward was said to David. So Chizkiah says to Yishai, you're going to lose, you're out of here. So in a minute he's going to say, and the next guy is going to be king. Once he says who's king, that's a schar, that's a reward. A reward, a divorce that doesn't go back. So he told him, Kalei divorce, I don't want to hear anymore from you. You know, be quiet, walk out. And we're going to, and we'll do it. It's very geshmak pshat. He plugs it in every here and there, all over Tanakh, the idea that a nevula toiv is chayza, nevula ra is chayza. There are other cases where it comes up. So the Rambam asked this question. The Rambam himself, in the Pakdamah to Perisha Mishnayis, he says, what about Yaakov? Who said he was afraid that Esav will kill him because the chet may cause. So remember Teretz? He says that only a nevuah that the Navi repeats to people, a nevuah that's said over to others can't be chayzer. Because it says in Yirmiyah, b'zaisi bachin ha-Navi. With this, you could see a Navi, if he says nevuah l'tayv, it can't be chayzer. But if God tells the Navi individually, then that's a different story. That's the Rabbi. The Rabbi's chilek. One's Haftach. One's Haftach. One's Haftach. Okay. Okay. New thought. Page Reish Tzadik Beis. Va'ata nosim ayin al-makar ha-barach shu tfil zamida. It's finished with Smichas Gul Letfila. Let's start. He says the source of Shmoneh Esrei. The Enu Chazal. It's very interesting. Shimon Apokuli Hista Shmoneh Esrei Brachas Lefnei Rabba Gamliel Ala Seyde B'Yavna. It needs a little bit of explanation. In Yavna, they set up the order of the 18 brachas. Now we'll see, I guess we'll know next time how they set up the order, and the Navi set up the order. And really, Shmoneh Esrei is it comes from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Presumably, the Shvatim davened, and in the Midbar they davened, and Yeshua davened. So that's the thing. That until a certain period of time, people set up their own Shmoneh Esrei. There were rules. There are rules. You have to start with praise, and you have to end with thanks. People set up their own Nusach of Shmoneh Esrei. It wasn't tied to something specific. If you go to the king to ask for something, you don't take out a card and read a Nusach. You have a personal tefillah. However, with the weakening of people, the Yerida Sadairis, the Achek Nesagdaila created a Nusach that contains in it already many of the important expressions that are important. But that's not to take away from the idea every person should individualize his davening. When we see someone davens a tzaddik davens a long Shmoneh Esrei, it's not because he says rifa'einu very slowly, but it's because he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about about things he needs, or about people who requested that he daven for them. It's that you add into your Shmoneh Esrei more of a personal Shmoneh Esrei. You add personal bakashas, or personal thoughts, personal ideas. And that really helps in a Shmoneh Esrei. If you beforehand set up that certain brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, you know, atachayni lodam das, you know, I know a child is growing up and he has problems with his intelligence. So you daven that he should do well. Hashiveinu avinu, I know someone was losing his derech and serving Hashem, so bring him back to tshuva. If in each bracha of the Shmoneh Esrei, you can come up with something personalized, it helps you have kavanah Shmoneh Esrei. It really does. And that's the idea of a personal Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, the nusach of Shmoneh Esrei, so we leave for a week from Thursday. Apologies.